It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and boarded my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenbloom. I'm here for Saturday Suckage. Fellow Suckageers, let's find out who else is here with a roll call. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the sock team.
Toby!
Oh, my God, the sock!
Random Bears fan.
At the front of the review, we suck!
Terry Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legends, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucked to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Dantomlin.
It all sucks.
is not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbairn.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
J.D. Martinez.
And I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
They say we suck, we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together. Let's go have fun sucking.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Alex Kuhn.
I still can't get through a roll call without sucking, so I think I'm perfect for this position.
Staying
Steve?
On brand.
Yes,
staying
exactly.
On brand, Alex Kuhn. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. I think you've figured out that's where you are. We suck so you don't have to. We've begun early and in earnest. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. Number also gets you to our text line if we could figure out how this works. So while you were sleeping, we got an Elite Eight. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-3. Chalkity, chalk, chalk. Almost perfect chalk. Every one seed got through. Three of the four two seeds got through. The wild card, the Cinderella team of the tournament, is a three seed. Rick Pitino's St. John's team is the two seed that lost. NCAA, National Chalkity Chalk Association. Now, if you add it all up, four ones, three twos, 1-3, that's the lowest number in the Elite Eight since seeding began in 1979. 2007 also had four ones, three twos, and a one seed. 13. That's the magic number. Four ones, three twos, 1-3 seed. The committee got it right. Give or take in North Carolina. The committee got it right. So yesterday, Ole Miss, sixth seed, had number two Michigan State on the ropes. But this is March, and this is Tom Izzo, 73-7 Sparty. The Spartans won their 30th game of the season. And it marked the eighth time since the start of February they won a game they were trailing at halftime. Better beware. So there was Houston, number one seed, tied with Purdue, four seed, 2.8 seconds to play. And it was supposed to be favoring Houston, but the game was played at Lucas Oil Stadium, and Houston felt like it was on the road. Had to feel like it was on the road, right? They're in Indianapolis. Houston had the ball. Baseline, under Purdue's basket. Matt Painter's guys forgot to guard the inbound passer. Guess who hit the winning basket? The inbound passer. 62-60 Houston ball game. What would Gene Katie think? Top overall seed Auburn trailed number five Michigan. Here's your Big Ten again. Michigan had a 7-point lead in the second half, and then came a 20-2 run by the Tigers. Auburn, 76-65. Johnny Broome had 22-16. 9 of his 16 rebounds were on the offensive glass. Maybe teach boxing out, Michigan. Maybe. Maybe. There's a thought. And Tennessee beat Kentucky, 78-65. Oh, one more score. Blink, 182. Matchbox, 20. I just had to throw that in there. So like I said, your Elite Eight beginning today. Number one, Florida against number three, Texas Tech. There's your Cinderella team. Number one, Florida against number three, Texas Tech. Number one, Duke against number two, Alabama. Tomorrow, number one, Houston against number two, Tennessee. And number one, Auburn against number two, Michigan State. Izzo against the evil Bruce Pearl. Go Sparty. I'll be talking to Brad Evans at the BetMGM Network about investment opportunities. That'll come at 11:25 today. Other stuff, the White Sox put their extraordinary one-game winning streak on the line today.
Thursday's home opening win puts the Sox way behind their push for 122 losses. But they're playing well enough to get traded to Nashville. Keep an eye on that. Nashville came out with team colors for its new imaginary baseball team. Josh Nelson of Sox Machine tweeted a picture of it. The colors are black and white. Interesting choice, Josh Nelson commented. Yep, Sox are playing well enough to get traded to Nashville. The Cubs and Jameson Taillon sucked in Arizona last night. Got bombed by the Diamondbacks 8-1. The Cubs had runners, had a run in and runners on second and third. Got neither runner home. By the way, one of the batters in that stretch was Matt Shaw in place of an actual third baseman like Alex Bregman. Neither runners on. And then Eugenio Suarez happened. And then Eugenio Suarez happened again. And then was welcomed to last year. 1-3 Cubs are not mathematically eliminated from the NL Central race, just to clarify. But they have the most losses in the majors this year. Apparently, one of the two Chicago teams has to chase that record. Good luck, Cubs. The Bulls, they won 4 in a row and 9 of 11, and they're still in ninth place. I'll talk to Bulls radio analyst Bill Wennington at 1:30. Bulls, Mavs tonight. It's on WBBM 780 AM because the Cubs will be on the score. Chuck's pregame at 6:45. Bill and Chuck's Excellent Adventure tips off at 7. Have some Bears talk today with Mark Grody at 1. Mark Grody from the Take the North podcast. Mark Grody from the Scores Draft Show on the Clock. Mark Grody from every possible show on the Score. Before that, we're going to meet somebody new here for the show. Talk some NFL stuff. His name is Kyron Samuels. He's an NFL and college football writer at SI. Former all-conference guard at Jacksonville State. And if the last name sounded familiar, Samuels, he's the nephew of former Washington all-pro offensive tackle Chris Samuels. Talk about the Bears draft, talk about lines, life in the trenches, and the draft is less than 4 weeks away now. NFL owners will meet next week to talk about rule change proposals. So the Packers are whiny. They didn't want to play tough football. We can't stop the tush push, so let's ban it. That goes for every team supporting this, every weenie team. Can you imagine Papa Bear in the 60s? We can't stop the Packers sweep, so we have to ban it. It's a quarterback sneak. Get tougher, get out. There's one rule that already changed. By the way, Chance the Rabbi is here to tell you about it. Don't wipe your nose, players. In the NFL, according to ESPN, has outlawed the nose wipe as a celebration. On March 26th, ESPN NFL analyst Ben Solak made a posting on X, Twitter. According to the full NFL rules report sent to the NFL teams this week, the nose wipe celebration is now a 15-yard penalty for being, quote, a violent gesture. So remember, finger gun mechanics, sexually suggestive body contortions, and nose wiping. For those of you late to the Chance the Rabbi portion of Saturday Suckage, the nose wipe was a featured part of the YSL trial in Georgia. Fulton County prosecutors contended that wiping your index finger under your nose like you're scratching it or scraping something from it, that's a sign of affiliation to Young Slime Life, YSL, Young Slime Life, which they claim is a blood-affiliated gang run by Young Thug. So players, keep Kleenex handy because you can't do that. You cannot wipe your nose in the NFL. That's bad. Something else. Yahoo's Charles Robinson. He reports that Roger Goodell and NFL owners will discuss the possibility, begin the discussion in earnest of adding an 18th game to the regular season. They'll do that next week at the owners' meeting. If the players say yes without 3 bye weeks and expanded rosters, they need brain scans. They may already need brain scans just by playing football. Players should never approve an extra game, period. But you're so tough, and yet you're so worried about your brains exploding. And if you really want to expose the NFL as being soulless and lying when it comes to player safety, which the NFL is, there's no 18th game without major roster and scheduling concessions. Look, they cannot do it. NFL teams, I mean. They cannot produce 32 representative quarterbacks. Don't we know that here, right? Even the supposed franchise quarterbacks looks like a quarterback looks like every other garden variety quarterback they drag into Hallis Hall and prop up in front of us. The NFL also cannot produce 32 professional offensive lines. Don't we also know that here? And football on short weeks generally sucks. It's dangerous for the players. If we never see another Thursday night game, we'll all be better off. Okay, Thanksgiving, fine. Once a year, a Thursday game every week is stupidity by the players for going along with it. Toughen up, buttercup, as Dustin Rhodes would say, producing the Mully and Haw morning show, because your brain and the rest of your body is going to turn to buttercream icing. Now, the NFL Players Association is partly responsible for this bad football because it negotiated away hitting during the regular season. So you can't practice football during football season. Go ahead, connect those dots. But still, if I'm the NFL Players Association, I say no to an 18th game. And this is the NFL's march to 20. You watch. And year round. I mean, this is what they're going for. World domination. No 18th game. I want 60-man rosters. I want three byes, but I'll settle for two. And I got to a 60-man roster this way, from 46. Two extra offensive linemen. We know they get hurt. Welcome to Chicago. Two extra defensive linemen. We know they get hurt or they're bad. Welcome to Chicago. Two linebackers, two defensive backs. Not so much because they get hurt, but you need to make sure special teams are accounted for in situations like this. And then I got one quarterback, one running back, one tight end, one wide receiver. I mean, teams would divvy this up any way they seem fit based on their roster, their personnel makeup. But I wanted to show my work in the need for the extra 14 roster spots. 60-man rosters, three bye weeks, you'll settle for two. Or no 18th game and no 20th. Certainly. No, we're not going there. And the NFLPA has to be strong enough to hold out. We're going to go on strike. They have to be strong enough not to get paid. And I don't see that. They have to be strong enough to demand these concessions. See, the owners look at players and say, well, they're just, you know, meat on the hoof. We just run. It's an endless army. We're going to run one out there after another. The concept of next man up, you've heard that in football, next man up, that diminishes players. Maybe the players don't know it. The concept of next man up enhances the owner's position, holding, they got all the money, they got all the equity, they got all the power. Unless the NFLPA can stop the flow of money and get what it wants. Right? Number one rule in life, follow the money. NFL owners act like they won the toss in life and have elected to receive. NFL owners have no game without the players. Simple as that. They tried this before with the Spear Bears, as we know, and all the other fake football. The players make the game. How much did the players want to press that advantage? Well, you're as tough as you need to be. Stand your ground. Stand your ground until you can limit the weekly traffic accidents, or at least ease them to your liking if you're the NFLPA. Otherwise, I really can't be on the side of player safety. If the players don't care about themselves, if the players don't care about their own safety, why should I? I'll hang up and listen for the ringing in my ears. All right, next up, NCAA Tournament, National Chalkity Chalk Association, with Brad Evans of the BetMGM Network. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to. I serve at the pleasure. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Alabama and Duke. The top two seeds. That's it. The Duke Blue Devils will advance to the Elite Eight, back-to-back years, and Cooper Flagg was special tonight.
That music gets you going right there, CBS. The music, the call. Welcome and welcome back to Saturday Suckage, and I got to acknowledge a texter here who said, because I said Bruce Pearl's evil, said, wait. And then I was rooting for Sparty and Tom Izzo, and he made the point. Pearl is evil, but Izzo isn't. He helped cover up a gymnastics scandal. Yeah, you know what? There's a whole lot of slime in that Auburn-Michigan State matchup. Let's find out whether that matters to the investment community. So joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Brad Evans. Download the Circa app today. Brad can be found on X at Noisy Huevos, and he's part of the BetMGM network. And we're talking tournament 24/7 when Bruce is around, not Bruce Pearl, when Brad is around. Welcome back to the show, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hola, amigo. Thanks for having me, and I do have a striking resemblance to Bruce Pearl.
All right, well, stop that. Illinois fans, people in Illinois won't like you. But let's start there. We'll get to the National Chalkity Chalk Association brackets in a moment. But let's start there. We're talking Auburn and Bruce Pearl, and we're talking Izzo. So one guy's number one in the tournament, one of ones, and the other one is the guy who just owns March and part of April when you need it. How much does that matter in your investing?
I think it does matter. I mean, experience can take you far, and obviously you can lean on those, you know, past experiences that you've had in the NCAA tournament. Look, you know, to be frank, I think Auburn is the better team here. But Michigan State is playing collected. They're playing cohesively. Izzo, very emotional after the game last night. Joy of, you know, tears of happiness exhibited in the post-game interview. I had Greg Campy on the BetMGM Tonight Network. He's a head coach at Oakland University, real close friends with Tom Izzo, and I asked him about this Michigan State team and what Tom's experience has been with them, and he said, Tom is having the time of his life. That's exactly how he described it, coaching up this group. He is heavily invested, obviously, emotionally. It's being reciprocated by the players, and they're showing up and showing out, playing fantastic defense right now, really getting after on the glass. And who would have known it, thunk it about 6 weeks ago when Michigan State's hitting threes. All of a sudden, they're shooting over 35% from distance over the last month. And remember, for about two-thirds of the season, they were well south of 30% in that category. So if they splishy, they splash them outside, I think they have more than a puncher's chance of knocking off a number one seed and advancing on to yet another Sweet 16 and the Final Four. And if that happens, I got Michigan State in my bracket. First round of margaritas on the Riverwalk are on me.
All right, I'll be there. I'll take that. Rocks, no salt. We're talking with Brad Evans of the BetMGM Network. So let's talk about the chalk way this has gone. With a number 13, right? Four number one seeds, three number two seeds, and a number three. Texas Tech is now Cinderella in this whole thing. So when you see something like that, favorites go 8-0 straight up, undefeated in the Sweet 16, hasn't happened since 85, 40 years of that. Where does that affect, or what kind of factor is that in your betting?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the betting side of things, chalk rules and reign supreme right now. And what you could ultimately do is put together some, you know, nifty little parlays to try to take advantage of the recent trends. And, of course, trends are meant to be broken. They get bucked in a hurry and overnight. But if you just take the favorites and eliminate the spread altogether and bet them on the money line as a collective, so maybe take all four number one seeds are going to reach San Antonio in the Final Four, or just take Duke money line, Houston money line, Florida money line, Auburn money line over these next couple of days. I don't know what the exact juice is going to be, but it's going to be fairly handsome of a payout, probably close to 2-1 there when building at BetMGM. So that would be the way that I attack it. If you believe that what you've seen is going to continue and that trend is going to, you know, ultimately reign supreme, again, I don't think it's going to be full-blown chalk. We've seen previous tournaments where it has been. You got to go back to 2008. And that was a snooze fest of a tournament, much like this one, where all four number one seeds, the only time they expanded ever the NCAA tournament since 1985, in which they reached the mecca of college basketball in that Final Four. I still think you're going to get some kind of combination. Maybe it's three number ones. Maybe it's a pair of twos. Dare I say, maybe it's a three in Texas Tech. But I think right now, as a gambling man, I think we're going to have two or three number ones, but not the maximum of four number ones, but I've already been terribly wrong in this tournament. But again, if you feel the chalk, it's going to be the story about this big dance ultimately. Just money line and throw them in a little parlay on these four games upcoming the next couple of days.
Okay, so if that's to be the case, that at least one number one seed goes down this weekend, where's the value in that? How do you seek out value? How do you make the most of your money?
You make the most of money on the Tennessee Volunteers money line, because I feel that vulnerable number one seed are the Houston Cougars, and they are lucky to have survived last night. If you're burned the midnight oil, it was like a quarter of midnight Central Time. I stayed up in a wide eye because I had a little bit of action on Houston on the money line, and I needed them just to win the game. And of course, they nearly squandered it. Fletcher Lawyer hits that corner three. You're tied up under a minute to go, and then Kelvin Sampson, the brilliant tactician that he is, draws up just a genius inbound play. The freeze, Milos Uzon gets a little kiss off the glass and the win for Houston, and they survive in advance. They get a date with the Tennessee Volunteers. I think Rick Barnes, put some damn respect on that guy's name. I know a lot of people throw him under the bus. They lambasted him repeatedly over the years, saying, oh, he can't win in March. You know, the track record shows it. Well, partially, he does now have four Elite Eight appearances to his name. And, oh, yeah, he made a Final Four as well during his esteemed career. So, yeah, he's 70 years young, getting up there. But a guy that I think with this Tennessee Volunteers team that really get after on the glass, they can mitigate, negate a lot of those second and third chance opportunities for Houston, which they live and thrive off of. Houston's a very subpar offensive team. Tennessee right now is really firing on all cylinders, putting ball through the basket. Chaz Lanier is a bucket, and Jordan Gainey coming off the bench, one of the best downhill finishers in the game. And they got the pint-sized punisher, I like to call him, is Zakai Ziegler. Does a little bit of everything, and is a true floor general. And you got to have a really good one if you're going to make it to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. So I have the Volunteers plus 145 to take that straight up. We'll knock off the first and maybe the only number one seed before the Final Four. So I haven't played that matchup, but I'll give you one more for if you want some more plus money on the board. Inevitably, Rosenblum, I think Duke and Florida are going to meet for the national title. They seem like the two best teams. They seem like the two best teams over the last, like, 2 months of the season, and it's playing out right now. And then live in living color here in the March main event, you can bet on that right now at plus 300 for those two to meet up for just the national title. Doesn't matter who wins. If that's the inevitable title matchup, 3-1 odds, hell to the yes, I'm in.
Yes, and to the IL and whatever else you have to do. Brad Evans is my guest here from the BetMGM Network, BetMGM Tonight. So let me ask you, brought up, there are two philosophical questions I want to talk about, even though you got specific here. And you brought up essentially recency bias. Is that bigger than long-standing or season-long stats and trends for you at this point?
Yeah, look, I dissect everything in like 8 to 10 game chunks because teams undergo a metamorphosis during that stretch. You know, whether you're looking early in the season, a team could look very different in games they played in November to what they are showing in the month of January. And you stretch out the calendar overall, teams could look very different in January compared to a team that is playing right now in March. And, you know, just looking at the remaining field, for example, you know, Alabama's a team that's been a bit of a roller coaster ride at times this season. They were playing peak basketball early on. Looked like they were going to coast through all the way, you know, through February, relatively unscathed. Then they hit a bit of a roadblock, and they started to go through a little drama, go through a little transition mentally. And, you know, they lost three, four games over a stretch of about 10 days to 2 weeks. They're thinking, all right, this team is taking a step back. Maybe I shouldn't advance them on deep into my bracket. And here they are in the Elite Eight. And here they are having a chance to knock off maybe the King of Kings. They are the Duke Blue Devils and Cooper Flag. So there's an ebb and flow throughout the season. Every team undergoes a little bit different metamorphosis, evolution overall. So, yeah, I like to slice and dice it in chunks. That's why a site like Bart Torvik, for example, where you can search teams through date ranges and really bring it down, render it to like a 5-game sample size, 8-game sample size, whatever you want. It's highly customizable, is an indispensable resource for gamblers like me, people who cover the game. I always use the advanced metrics as a tool. And I try to line that up for what I'm seeing with the eye test. And Torvik, which is a free resource at bartorvik.com. And I don't work for them, folks. I just love using their stuff. That's just one of many of the advanced analytics sites that are out there that you can invest time in to give you maybe an advantage in the betting market.
Yeah, the idea, the concept of this, the trend is your friend versus what is their DNA seems like a constant. You're trying to suss through all, get through all the noise and get to something that gives you a substantive way to believe a particular game will go or a particular spread should go.
Yeah, exactly right. And every matchup is a little bit different. You know, take, for example, what we saw last night in Tennessee and Kentucky, right? They played two times in the regular season, and Kentucky beat that ass. I mean, they beat them by more than 10 points in both of those games. And to the layman, you might say, oh, my God, Tennessee's favored by 4.5. Big Blue Nation all day for all the Buckaroos. Back up the truck. Bring it on over. I understood that, but I also saw how Tennessee had been playing here of late. I also know that Kentucky wasn't exactly 100%. Lamar Butler was playing with a ding wing. The front court has been highly suspect all year, and on paper, it was just a really bad matchup. Tennessee got conquered in the prior two matchups, which they had favorable matchups on paper, advantaged Kentucky, but being it through a team three times in the same season is often difficult. No guarantee that you're going to, you know, merge victorious and exact your revenge. But seeing the line, seeing was the, you know, pinch your nose, rather fishy. I said, I'm betting Tennessee all day. And that verified with the eye test and what I'd seen in this tournament. And what they do, they went out and cleaned house and with a coast-free, sweat-free cover. So that's just one example of how you got to take this on a game-in, game-out basis and try to break down and dissect a matchup to maximize opportunity.
And that goes for player props as well. Based on the matchup specifically. So do you have a couple player props you just love going into this weekend?
Oh, you know me, naturally. I have about 10 dozen that I absolutely adore. Let's start off with the Florida-Texas Tech game. Texas Tech, outside of JT Toppin, they're a rather smallish team. And when you have two massive bigs who really get after on the glass, and Alex Condon, who's not 100% because he rolled his ankle last game, I'm really curious to see if he's going to be impacted in any way, shape, or form today. But his tag team partner there in the post, and Ruben Chinulu, I love the over on 6.5 rebounds. And you get that right now on +110 at BetMGM. Texas Tech is north of 127 nationally, again, using Torvik's data over their last 9 games. And offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage. In other words, they're a subpar rebounding team. I think Jimmy Lou's got to wax that glass, Rosenblum. He's gone 8-7-8 on the boards in his last 3 games. He plays around 18 to 22 minutes in this one, which I feel comfortable saying, knowing how Florida really gets after it, especially the offensive glass, where they're generating a second chance over 41% of their possessions in their last 10. I think that's a great value on the over 6.5 boards there at +110. The other one I really like is Common Malawach of the Duke Blue Devils. I took the over at 8.5 points. This game is going to take your breath away. So, cue Berlin in the background if you're a Top Gun fan out there. 8.5 points is low-hanging fruit, in my estimation, for the 7'2" rim protector. And a guy's going to get nothing but alley-oops in this game. Zip, 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 zip. High possession is going to be the name of thy game. He's already gone over this prop in 2 of his first 3 tournament games this season. And you look at Alabama, number 184 nationally in their last 10 games, and 2-point percentage defense, giving up 51%. And all Malawach does is get those high percentage shots around the rim. So those are just a couple of player props. Again, Chinulu over 6.5 boards at plus money. Malawach over 8.5 points at -110 that I adore at BetMGM. And I got about a dozen more on my site, which is free at thegamingjuice.com because I'm a degenerate.
Yes, he does it for the pleasure of the betting community. Brad, thank you for your time and have a wonderful weekend. And I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us.
Muchas gracias, amigo. Nothing better than Elite Eight, which means top shelf tequila, Casa de Evans. You should drive down and meet me.
I'll be there. Save me margarita, Casamigos, rocks, no salt. Be there.
Oh, done.
Okay, Brad Evans. At Noisy Huevos on X, on Twitter, whatever you call it. Okay, there's another reason I suck. Texter made an excellent point, and I knew there was something wrong, and I went ahead with it anyways. 217, National Chalkity Chalk Association. It's the NCAA, not the NCCA. You can do better than that. You're right. Here's what I should have said is the National Chalkity Chalk, hyphenated, so National Chalkity Chalk Athletic Association. That's what it should have
been. So it's just one C, chalkity, chalk, hyphen.
Right, hyphen. Yeah. One okay. C stands in for the hyphenated word. Okay. Well, I suck, and I just told you why. We're going to go from March Madness to March Fatness. This is Saturday Suck at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Hey, I know him. Listen up. The tournament is down to 8 teams. Bang! College Hoops coverage on The Score is brought to you by Bet365. All right. March Fatness voting is open. Get there, people. March Fatness 2025 at the I'm Fat podcast. You out there in voter land get to choose what joins pizza, bacon, Andy Reid, cheese, air conditioning, burritos, and shade in the Onion Ring of Honor, a March Fatness tradition. This year, the I'm Fat Wives are supplying entrants for the regions. As usual, beloved Score alumni Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski have regions, the Jay region, the Rick region. Then there's the Hope region, which sounds like blue sky and peace and love and dove, but that's Jay's wife, Hope. That's her name. Not that she's not about peace and love and hope. That's Hope. That's her name. And then there's the Sam region. Now, Sam is the woman who married Rick Camp and did an inconsiderate thing at that time, preventing Rick from coming on our Saturday Suckage show and having him discuss the new menu items at Sox Park. I will say this, though. When we discuss the I'm Fat podcast wedding, the menu, the late night gift was a pizza, and pizza boxes designed by Fredo's out in Schaumburg, and it was pizza boxes with all the wedding notations, Rick and Sam's name on there, and a special gift. That is the way to throw an I'm Fat podcast wedding at the end. People walk out, you give them a pizza. That's the way to go. Part of the Onion Ring Hall of Fame. Rick Camp's fifth seed. If you look at the bracket, and I cherry picked some things, there's a mid-major I had not seen before. A fifth seed, carpet-aided sock removal. Come on, we've been there. That's really good. Now, his third seed I got problems with. His third seed is burnt ends. I cannot abide that. Sorry, Rick. See, my seeding, my number one seed would be burn ends from Big Ed's in Waukegan. That's your number one seed there, ladies and gentlemen. And me as the number one burn ends influencer in the United States. That carries a lot of gravitas. So it would be Big Ed's burn ends. That'd be a number one seed, followed by Tomahawk ribeye, and then Cowboy ribeye, and then regular ribeye, and then Vampiros, and then Elevators, and then Cacio e Pepe. And then we'd fill out the rest of it. But that's the way I'd have my bracket going. Rick's number one seed, by the way. Alex, tell me if you've made a reservation at this place. The Costco Food Court.
I've been there a time or two.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you do? What do you order there? Do you do the hot dog and Coke thing?
Yeah, the glizzy. The hot dog, as it's known.
The glizzy?
Yeah, the kids are calling the hot dog the glizzy.
Why?
Now these days. I don't know. It
glistens off the roller, and then you get Coke with it?
Exactly. Like something you get on the sidewalk at a hot dog stand, at Costco, wherever.
Glizzy.
The glizzy, yes.
What's the real word this comes from? Wait, you're one of the kids.
Not really. I'm 33. I'm somewhere in between.
Okay.
You know, like.
Uh-huh. And I'm not.
I'm a millennial.
So you're a kid. You're my kid. You need to know glizzy. You need to be what the popular kids are saying. You need to explain this to me. You need to talk popular kids.
Yeah, like, see, there's a website where you can find all these definitions, and it tells you why.
Urban Dictionary.
And all it just says is hot dog. It doesn't explain why it's called that.
All right. And that's all the effort you put into glizzy. Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's all the effort the kids are putting into it.
You know, so. Ted Lasso stresses curiosity. You might want to follow that.
I know. Questions. My journalistic sense is not.
No, don't even drag
it's not
that
good.
Out.
Yeah.
Jay Zawoski's number one seed is mashed potatoes. Swoon. Hope's number one seed is living in Chicago. Her number two seed is cheese fries. Are you kidding me? a number two seed? Jay, do something. Hope is insane. Cheese fries are easily a number one seed, if not one of one. I do like Hope's number 11 seed, Char Polish. That's the best of everything right there. That's a sneaky 11 seed. Sam, who made an honest man out of Rick last week, has a rather inspired number one seed, McDonald's fries. Right? Come on.
It's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, that is a really good call, Sam. That is a really good call, McDonald's fries. Now, I assume you could put McDonald's Coke in there, because that's the best Coke. That's the Coke of Cokes in there for everything they go through to get it. The icing, the syrup and icing, the CO2 and the amount of ice that goes in there and the size and makeup of the straw. That has to be. Maybe it's there and I didn't read the whole bracket, but McDonald's Coke. Sam's fifth seed. I love this. It's the romance of March fatness, and nothing says romance like March fatness. It's the love language that is the I'm Fat podcast. Sam's number five seed is marrying a fat. You go, girl. All right, next. Which alleged franchise-changing player has the worst general manager, Caleb Williams or Connor Bedard? I'll smack that around after this. Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.